Hey friends, guess what time it is? It's wonder time! Come on, let's go on an adventure together! In today's wonder time, we are asking the question, who can I witness to? The Bible says in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This means that we are to go into the world and to tell the good news about Jesus to absolutely everyone. God has put you in a very special part of His world. He wants you to be a witness for Him right now, right where you are. Think about the people who live all around you who do not know Jesus. They could be friends at school or in your neighborhood. Maybe it's a brother or sister or even your grandparent. Perhaps even your mom or dad needs to hear about Jesus. Do you know that God might want you to be the one to tell them about Him? Maybe God even wants you to be a witness to someone who has been mean to you. That would not be easy, would it? God didn't promise that being a witness would be easy, but He has promised that He will always be with you. He has promised that He will help you to know what to say, and God has brought certain people into your life who need to hear about Him. He wants to help you to be a witness to those you meet every day. Let me tell you a story to help you to remember that everyone needs to hear about Jesus. A famous missionary called Amy Carmichael had a dream in which she found herself on top of a very high cliff. There were people in her dream walking towards the edge of the cliff, and one by one she saw them go over the edge and fall to their death on the sharp black rocks below. "Watch out!" she shouted in her dream as she ran over to them. When she got closer, she saw that they were all blind. But although she tried to push them away from the edge, she could not stop all of them. She needed help. Looking around, she saw a group of happy-looking people sitting on the grass at one side. They were talking and laughing, although they could see the people falling off the cliff and hear their terrible cries. "Come and help me," she cried to those people. "We're very busy," one of them shouted back. As she got nearer, she saw what it was they were so busily doing. They were making daisy chains. Amy Carmichael woke out of her dream feeling very angry indeed. Would it not make you angry too? Amy understood what the dream meant. All people are sinful, and sinful people are in great danger of dying and being shut out of heaven forever. They do not know that they are in danger, and they need to be warned. They are blind, and they need us to tell them how the Lord Jesus can save them from sin. If we know the Lord Jesus ourselves, and if we just live to amuse ourselves instead of warning people and pointing them to the Savior, we are just like the people in the dream who were making daisy chains and doing nothing to prevent the blind people from falling to their death. So, remember, when you tell someone about Jesus, you are giving them the opportunity to believe in the one true God who can save them forever. We are almost at the end of today's Wonder Time, but before I go, I'd like to ask you a question. The question for today is, list three people you could witness to. The question for today is, list three people you could witness to. And your challenge for today is for you to pray for those three people. Your challenge for today is for you to pray for those three people, so that they can come to believe in God too. And now let's talk to God together. Dear God, I pray for the three people on my list. Give me the courage and the words to tell them about you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of today's Wonder Time. But guess what? We will be back really soon. So don't miss out. Make sure you join us for the next Wonder Time. And remember, God loves you. Bye.